Hi, welcome to Two Non Doctors. I'm Liz Mealy.
I'm Maria Shahada.
We're
We
back.
did it again for second week in a row. We're like actually back.
This is like responsibility. This is us being podcasting adults.
Yeah, I'm super proud of us. I feel like because we've already released our first episode, and I feel like the basket thing I had behind me has eclipsed the fact that we were back in the first place. Because the comments so far have been like it's like we're back, and they're like, okay, but like, what the fuck are you? Where are you?
At least more people are like, were you in a hostage situation? What
Yeah.
is
Yeah. All right, mistakes
and
have been made. It's fine.
when you come back, it doesn't mean you come back fully formed and ready. You have to, I always think there's like a little gap as you grow as a person and you have to be able to leap. And you had to leap over like a basket to get to the no.
What?
I'm just I want everybody to know that we talked on the phone before this episode, and I was talking about somebody in your life, and I was like, they just need to grow up and be a donut. And you're like, what? And I was like, be an adult. Be an adult. I don't know where donut came from. I'm not okay. I'm not okay, everybody.
I think grow up and be a donut is our next t-shirt.
Just grow up and be a donut.
Two
Like,
non-doctors.
fucking.
You
And you're like,
gotta
what? And you're like, it's actually never made
listen
sense.
to it. And then they listen and it still doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was because I talked to you on the phone and then I left a message for my friend Amanda. And again, I couldn't like reach for words. And I was like, I just told my friend that somebody needs to grow up and be a donut. So I'm not sure if I should be talking to people right now,
Yeah.
because that's where I am.
Well, here we are anyway. So I've been sick, by the way. Like, if I sound like I'm going, it's because I'm getting over some sort of coffee cold situation. Like, and it's a weird sickness because I'll feel fine. Actually, like, there were a couple times on stage, like, I didn't even, like, I felt fine. And then 9 minutes into my set, I couldn't stop coughing. And then I'm like trying to finish the last joke like this. And then the next set, like I couldn't talk at all, and then I had to leave early. I don't so but like if you're just talking to me, you wouldn't know I was sick at all. Like
But
I was a
that's
little
because
out
I
of
think
it,
it
but
takes, I get that we're like amplified, but it does take some to kind of project and perform. And I've even noticed where I'm like, I feel a little raspy and I'm like, I'll be fine. And then of course I'm like, God damn it. Like clearing your throat on stage is like, it's not gross, but it doesn't feel good. You definitely don't feel
oh,
like,
it's
yeah, I want an
disgusting. Are you
audience for
serious? It's
this.
like I sniff into the microphone sometimes. I'm like, I'm sorry. It's just like one of those, like it's just horrible
Yeah.
sniffs. And you're like, Jesus, I amplified that for the whole room. Sorry about that.
I also don't understand. Everybody got sick 2 months ago. Everybody got sick 2 months ago. And your body was like, let me take my time with this. I wanna get all the medicine on my own.
Well, maybe it traveled like west to east, and so I just, we were just a bit delayed. Like, you remember how fads before the internet would take like 5 years for something to get overseas, or even to Ohio, if I'm honest.
Sure. Your sickness is a fad. I don't know. I just feel like, and maybe I'm thinking of everyone in the US, but there was just like a moment where every single person I talked to, including myself, was sick.
Yeah.
And I get that's what the winter is, but I don't know if it's like, I can't figure out if it's because of COVID, we're more attuned and aware of it. Or it's almost how I feel about politics, which is like I'm an adult now because I think about it and I care about it.
I think it's because of COVID, everybody. I think you're more aware because you're aware that everyone else is aware. So it's like if somebody coughs in a room, everybody's like, don't like that. Because it could have like
Yeah.
bigger implications than just another cold,
Yeah.
which you don't want anyway. But COVID, like, it's just like, oh, this could be really bad for me. So I don't know. I think more people are
Yeah.
just paying attention.
Possibly. I also like, I don't recall them telling us the death counts of flu all the time. You know what I mean? Because people do die from the flu. So yeah. Like once a year, it's like, get your flu shot. People die from this. But I don't recount like the entire winter, like from like truly from like October, like pre-winter to like March of people being like, people are dying out there. And you're like, thanks, news. Like, cool. Always a bummer. That's what we like about you.
Yeah. But I think it was because it was like the outskirts of people. It was like, the flu didn't usually just kill like a 20 something healthy adult like COVID did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
I don't know. I feel like as we talk about it, my throat is not okay.
Ooh, maybe you have what I have. Maybe it is going east to west.
Mm-mm. I ate something dusty. That's what it was. Like, it's 100%. I was hungry. I didn't have breakfast. And I was like, I just needed to throw something in my mouth. And
you know, it was a dusty donut.
It was a dusty donut.
You grow up and be a donut.
Just grow up and be a donut. No, this will make you laugh because this has pretty much been our friendship for 10 years. I'm gearing up to go gluten-free, but I haven't. And how I'm gearing up to go, shut up, shut your face up. How I'm gearing up to go gluten-free is I've bought in my past gluten-free snacks, which are pretty much sawdust, like just like salty sawdust. There's some that I really like there's some really good ones. Simple Mills, I don't know if you get them in the UK, but yeah. Simple Mills is like a really good, like gluten-free and like, what do you call it? I can't even think of the word. God damn my brain. But they're just like, when you take away something from, at least for me, when I take away something that I want, I replace it with texture. I don't know why my hands are doing this, but I replace it with texture.
Because you're Italian as fuck.
I replace it with texture. I replace it with texture. And so I go for crunch. And so these have like a really good crunch, but they're also dusty.
Okay.
And now it's in the back of my throat.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, fine. I guess I'll accept that. Good luck on your journey with gluten-free. It's it's a decades-long attempt, and you know, I wish you well. It's like you're on your seventh wedding, and you're like, I love them this time, and I'm like,
yeah, no, and you're like, I'm gonna buy you a gift card. You spend it however you want to.
Yeah.
I
look
can't
forward
get you
to hearing about the downfall.
yeah, of course. Please start a blog. My seventh wedding, my 18th time of attempting to be gluten-free. I mean, I've gone like months. But I can't, it's not, I don't think it's ever going to be a lifestyle for me, but I do know I feel better when I take the gluten out of my diet. And furthermore, I found out, so I've always loved Goldfish, Pepperidge Farm Goldfish.
Sure.
But they have yeast in it and I'm allergic to yeast. And Trader Joe's makes a brand of Swimmers or something that's also
terrible
in
name.
The world. Yeah, I don't think it's called Swimmers, but it's
okay.
Something
I hope not.
Something aquatic that is also cheesy. And they don't have yeast, but I haven't gone to Trader Joe's. It's like too far of a walk and it's cold, so I haven't gone. And then I don't know, I noticed that the pretzel Goldfish don't have yeast in them, and most pretzels have yeast in them, and I bought them and I was so excited. Great crunch. And it's made of asbestos or something. It hurts my stomach so bad. Like,
oh, no.
It just doesn't, it's like extra gluteny. I don't know. It's like in the levels of like gluten can like affect my health and my stomach to like these pretzel goldfish. Like so I have them and I have to just throw them out, but they're so good. And there's a part of me that's like, I'm not gluten-free.
If your stomach's gonna hurt, you might as well have something good like Cheez-Its. I'm gonna fuck around with like pretzel goldfish.
I know, but Cheez-Its have yeast in them. Yeast
no,
is the
but that's
I
what
don't...
I'm saying. Like your stomach hurts anyway.
Yeah, but yeast, my allergy to yeast, like I think I have a gluten intolerance, but I have a confirmed yeast allergy. So yeastiness can hurt my life longer. Gluten just hurts my tum-tum, is probably not great for my overall health. Yeast has like lasting effects of sadness.
Explain it to me again without your hands. Let's see if I understand.
I just, I just like I tie them down for the episode.
When I listen to our audio, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
No idea. I'm just so lost. It is so funny because we are now comedically, we're in a culture of videos over audio, right? It used to be like put out your album and I have an album, and now it's all like clips and you know, specials and what have you. But for the most part, when I'm fixing a joke or working on my material, I audio record it and I listen back. And it's not until sometimes recording my special that I watch myself perform, and I am directing traffic. I'm like, you know what I mean? Giving a presentation. I'm like serving platters. Like my hands and my face, I have no idea what they're doing.
You
most of the time on stage
are akin to what do you call like performance poets? Like everything you say has a rhythm and a hand gesture.
There are more and more people being like, this is like poetry. And I was like, I'm gonna say thank you, but I don't mean it.
It's more like prose.
But yeah. Funny poetry, right? At least funny poetry. And they're like, no, it's poetry. And you're like,
no, you're one turtleneck away from it being like a, just like a performance art.
I just bought one of those like half turtleneck shirts, you know, where they're just like floating.
Turtleneck.
Yeah, they're like flirting with neck covering, but it also doesn't have sleeves. So you're just like, who are you trying to be? What do you want to be? Pick a lane.
You bought it.
I know. I'm just like, I liked everything else about it. And I think I can do this.
I've been wearing this. Go ahead. You have a swan-like neck? Was that what you were about to say?
I was about to say I have a freakishly long neck, and I think we could take it down a notch. That's also. Yeah.
Okay. All right, you're playing with lines. I got it.
Yeah.
I'm just the illusion.
Yeah, we're doing illusionary work over
illusion.
Here. I don't know if I have anything going on in my life. I'm at a place where like I am just overwhelmed by everything, but nothing is wrong.
Yeah, that makes sense. You just have a lot on your plate, like, and you haven't caught up.
Yeah, I think it's two things. I have good problems, right? These are problems that you want to have. You're just like, oh, my Mercedes needs to go to the shop. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I have different problems. But the other thing is that I'm like, and it's funny, like when we first started doing this during the pandemic, like we talked about like organization and like tricks and hacks and stuff like that. But like, I'm crazy. Like I just, it's post-it notes. My tricks, like they can't, who I was and how I managed everything. I was like chaos. Then I learned some tricks or whatever, and I figured it out. And that's kind of kept me through to maybe a year ago. And now like my tricks aren't working, or they don't work the same way they did before. So if it was like a 90% efficiency, I'm at like a 60% efficiency. And I just, there's like not enough room on my post-its and enough space in my brain for me to like, I feel like I had two jobs before and now I have 16 jobs. Yeah. And I'm like, somebody needs to take these jobs.
Yeah. But I've been watching The Deuce. So when you say my tricks aren't working, like my first thought is you're a pimp. And they're at 60% efficiency. And I'm like, you gotta get those, you gotta get those hoes back up.
Bitches aren't working.
The Deuce is pretty good. And I feel that when you got into a new relationship, it just started the kind of like descent of productivity. I just feel like things got behind and behind and behind and behind. But it wasn't just like the relationship. It was also like, you know, like he had some like that big health problem, issues. Which I don't know if you're even. Yeah. So you were caring for him too. So it's just like that got like that kind of pushed some things out of the way. But then it just kind of had a domino effect.
Well, I was already behind because I always get behind right before I do a special because I'm like touring nonstop and all I'm doing is preparing for the special. So I was already like a month and a half behind for the special. And then, and that's around the time I got into a relationship. And then he had surgery and issues, and that did that, and that pushed things behind. And then more touring, and then now, like, it's just like I feel, and then I feel fortunate. Like, I got my agent during the pandemic, and I started doing like self-tape auditions or whatever. But then the strike happened, right? And I know that's like two different things, like pandemic, da da da. But like, I really enjoyed the strike because I didn't have to self-tape.
Yeah.
Which, just to give context to anybody that doesn't understand, it ruins my week. It ruins, and like, you care about acting way more than I do.
Oh, yeah. But I still, as much as I love acting, self-tapes are a pain
in the ass.
They ruin
your week.
Yeah, because you have to, there's so much prep involved. Like, sorry, I know.
No, go.
I've derailed your anger, but there's so much prep involved. You have to memorize your lines. You have to find someone who can help you. And then you have to take like 3 hours of their time. Then you got to edit it and make sure. And by the way, casting directors want you to be like a video production team, all as one person who has a life, but like, they give you like, you have 4 hours. Memorize
100%.
Yeah, and then edit the video and make sure it's like 3/4 length, and there's like, you know, like at 780p or what, I don't even know. Like, you're just like, I don't know what any of this stuff means, like, to the point where you almost have to hire someone to do it, because you can't like act and be free and like learn everything you need to know, like creatively, and figure it all out technically in the amount of time that they need you to. So then it becomes expensive to do self-tapes. Like, it's a pain in the ass. I love acting, but that's all bullshit.
It is all bullshit. And it's like, the benefit of a self-tape in the sense is that I don't have to leave the house, and I can do as many takes as is necessary to A, memorize it, and B, feel good about it. But the other thing is my week is packed. My week is booked. My week is packed. And then you get this thing that's like, we need to self-tape by tomorrow at 6 a.m. And you're like, it's 7 p.m. today. Like, what?
Yeah. Okay,
fine. So now I have to shower and do my makeup and play make-believe, like, okay, I'm a doctor that is missing an arm, and you're like, I guess I could tie one sleeve back, like, you're like, okay. And then you have to go find a reader, waste their goddamn time.
Yeah.
And then every time you mess up a take, you're like, I'm sorry, I had it.
Yeah, yeah, you're like, last one, I swear. And then there's no way it's gonna be the last one.
Yeah. And then it's like, and for me, like, who I'm asking. So when you're really desperate, I've asked my mom, I've asked Sammy, my brother, who is severely dyslexic, and I'm dyslexic. So we're both being like, what do you think that word is? And I'm like, we're going to wing it. I've had my boyfriend do it at this point, and he's like, do you want me to act? I was like, I'm barely acting. Nobody needs to act. Just everybody.
Don't outshine me. Okay. Just read the right words.
My friend Danny's is doing the editing for us for Two Non-Doctors, which is half the reason, talk about taking things off my plate, that we're able to do this. But when I stayed with Danny, thank you, Danny. When I stayed with Danny for a month, I think it was in 2021, I had a bunch of self-tapes, and she's a videographer. So she's like, let's do this. She's like yelling at her kids. She's like, kids, dogs, we need an hour of silence. And they're all like, sometimes they would sit on the steps and just watch. And I was like, oh, this is like a panel. It's like a real audition. Like,
you're like Hollywood, really, everyone, like, Hollywood.
Yeah. Like, Decker is just like, that wasn't a good take. But he's just like, meh. But it made me laugh so hard, because like, she'd be like, I read really good on that one. She'd be like, it's Hollywood time, I'm gonna get discovered. And I remember being like, that's actually how Brad Pitt got discovered. She's like, really? I was like, no. He wasn't the other person on a self-tape. Are you insane? It was his eyes, obviously, and his chiseled jaw. It wasn't the way he read on behind the scenes. But it is like, I feel very fortunate for her. And truly, I mean, you've read with me, like, there's so many people. It really takes a team. Like, it takes, it's like a community that helps you self-tape. And then I got an audition. I got a call back for one of the auditions, one of the ones Sammy read for me. And I was super excited about it, but I didn't know, because I had done 3 auditions that week. I didn't know what it was for. And it was for a woman that was Jersey trash, like legit. This woman that was just like, her boyfriend died, and the cops came to interview her, and they were like, hey, just so you know, he died. She's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, why would I give a fuck that he's dead? And I was like, oh my God, this is my calling. And then
I want to be in the room where they're watching all of those self-tapes. Just how many people going, I don't give a fuck.
And then I was so excited. I was meant to do this. And then the first thing the woman says, because it's like a Zoom callback, she's like, we loved your audition. Do you think you could just like drop the accent? And I was like, oh, that's my voice. And yeah. I barely acted in this. And we all laughed. We just laughed and laughed. And then I didn't get it. But it doesn't matter. It was such a moment. It just made me realize that I should be auditioning just for Jersey parts.
Yeah, but apparently you're too Jersey.
I'm too like, Jersey.
Can you tone it down? Less hands, less hands.
And you're like, motherfucker. I'm not yelling at her the same way. I don't give a fuck.
I'm like your hype man in the background. Like, she don't give a fuck.
She don't give a fuck. You tell he's dead, and we are glad he's dead. Let's do announcements and then Googles.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. We're back. So you can find us on the YouTubes. Hopefully you're watching this on the YouTubes, or our podcast is everywhere that you listen to podcasts. I think it's Two Non-Doctors, Full Board Doctors, right?
Price for what?
For YouTube and how they find us on
Two Non Forward Doctors at gmail.com. I have to remember in song.
Yeah. Oh, we really had it down.
I think the YouTube and Twitter is Forward Doctors, and just the Instagram is DRS.
Cool. We are putting together a European tour, but it's not solidified yet.
But it's solidifying.
It's solidifying. So it's going to be mid-May. And so far we have London confirmed, Paris, Brussels, Amsterdam, Frankfurt, and Switzerland. I think like Geneva and Zurich. Still working on some others in that time frame. I'm hoping to add Edinburgh and Dublin. Then we'll see what else. That's in May.
Paris?
But
is Paris happening for us?
Yeah, I said Paris.
Did you? Oh.
Yeah, I think it's I think it's May 19th. I made a Google Doc.
We're gonna eat some cheese and chocolate.
We're gonna have a little romantic day together. But touring for me, by the time this comes out, you should get ready. Florida, get ready. I'm gonna be in St. Augustine, Tampa, and Pensacola at the end of March. And then for April, I'll be in Vancouver, Corning, California, San Diego, LA, Minneapolis, Hartford, and Providence. And that's my springtime activities.
Yeah, that sounds great. I'm excited to be on the May shows with you. May 2nd, I'm at the Bill Murray, actually. I'm doing a work in progress there. I'm going to try to have some tech ready on my show that I've been working on, this solo show. So, but I've been trying to, it's been becoming more theater-esque and less stand-up-y. So
that's so exciting.
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of like, there's going to be like sound effects and like people talking from the, you know, speakers. I don't know how theater works.
I love that you couldn't even finish that. You're like, it's gonna be high tech. There's gonna be people talking on speakers. So
yeah. Or it won't be ready and it'll just be more of a stand-up show.
I was gonna say I saw the less high tech version at Union Hall this summer.
Yeah, you did, yes.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, hilarious show.
Thank you.
That didn't have speakers, I guess.
No, there was nothing. There's no tech.
There's no tech.
Yeah, that's it for announcements, I think. And then, all right, Googles?
Yeah. Oh, and we're getting our Patreon together. You can give to our Patreon, Two Non-Doctors. It's a little out of date, but we'll all update those, I think, in like the next week or two. But help us. I have to get a microphone, obviously. I'm trying to get my life together. I can't figure out why this, like, nobody can see it unless you're watching it, but I don't have like an inch on either side of my screen. I've tried everything to try to fix it. This is like a new computer.
Oh yeah, is this a new problem?
No, I've had it since I got this computer and I've tried everything to fix it.
I really don't like that.
I really hate it. And I've tried everything to fix it. And it's like a new computer. Like, it'd be one thing if this was like, oh, I don't have the same tech. Don't know why. Evan tried to help me fix it. We thought we fixed it. We did not fix it.
Okay.
I've Googled. So I'm going to try to get my life together.
Yeah, I mean, get that shit together. Because aesthetically, it pisses me off.
great. Awesome. do you want to go first, googly-wise?
Yeah, I mean, I have, like, so many. Let me just pick one. Is working from home while sick considered resting?
No.
No?
I'm just gonna answer that.
You just, all right. They're not even worth
answer's
Googling.
No. Yeah, girl, why are you Googling? It's a
so
no.
You don't think that, like, if I'm just sitting on a couch and just, like, answering some emails and, like, doing a bit of work and writing, that's not resting. Like, if I'm sick, I should just be, if that's the case, fine. But then is resting or, like, sitting and watching TV while sick, is that resting?
Okay, let's break this down. If you weren't sick, would it be considered rest? So if answering emails and doing work, is that considered rest if you weren't sick?
No.
The answer is no. TV is one of these weird mishy mashy things because there's people that are like, that's not real rest and recuperation because you're just zoned out. But I mean, I fight that a little bit because sometimes rest, in my opinion, is just there's no other objective other than to just like veg and be without worry, right?
Yes.
And I'm one of those people that's either doing something or worrying. And to be, you know what I mean? To be kind of
you need
zoned.
To occupy your brain so that you're not worrying and stressing yourself
exactly,
out.
Because the next question would be, well, is reading considered restful? And it's like, well, yeah, it can be super enjoyable, but it is a very active thing. But if it's either watching TV, reading, or working, I mean, the thing that's going to make me feel the most rejuvenated would be watching TV because I get really tired from reading being dyslexic.
Okay, that's so interesting. So, but ideally, if you're resting, you're just lying in bed staring. Do you know what I mean? Like, what is rest?
That would be painful to me.
Sure.
I mean, if I'm deathly ill, I probably am going to be, you know, what, in a tub or in my bed or doing something kind of nurturing. But even like my shoulders are like super fucked. And I took an Epsom salt bath yesterday and I hate baths and it's just painful to be there. And so one time I listened to a podcast and that really kind of helped me get through it. But I usually keep a towel and I'm just on my phone in the tub, especially now that they're waterproof. I'm less scared to drop my phone. But like I laid there for 10 minutes of the 20 minutes I was supposed to take this bath. And I was like, this is the opposite of relaxing to me. Like my head's going a mile a minute and I hate this. And then
yeah,
I was on my phone and I was like, I'm tweeting from the tub. Like,
I actually don't think I like baths anymore either. Like, our like a trip switch tripped. So the electricity went out downstairs, which means the boiler was out, which means we had no hot water or heat. And then the repair guy comes over and he's like, oh, the bathroom wall is fucked and your landlord needs to replace that, like the outside wall of the bathroom. But until then, like, take baths. I'm like, sir, that is not a solution. I hate taking, I don't want to just sit in my own stew. Like, I just, you know what I mean? Like, I just want to, like, showers are so refreshing and baths are just, I just feel like I'm boiling. Like, I don't like it.
Yeah, you're like a frog
baths.
Waiting to die.
Yeah, waiting to die. I was going to say that, but I was like, is that dramatic?
No, not at all. You're roasting. No, it's like the 1800s. I don't want to fucking take a bath. It's like, it takes forever for the tub to fill. And then it's like, you have to always kind of be cold to wash. Like something has to be out and then you're like fucking putting soap. And then the water changes to a color that's not clear.
Yeah.
And it just, it's inefficient. And like, I have friends that like, that's what they do after a long day. And, you know, I've watched the TikToks. Like, I even told my boyfriend, I was like, oh, if I had like one of those pillows, because there are people that have like little like pillows and like a whole like setup or whatever. But A, I'm never going to do that because I don't enjoy it. And two, like, is something relaxing if it needs too much accoutrements? Like, if I need a glass of wine and a pillow and like a speaker and like, I just, nothing about it. I mean,
yeah.
It feels good, like hot tub wise, for like 5 minutes, where I'm like, ooh, warm.
Yeah, like once
But
you get in, like you're like, oh, that's nice, and then that's it, and then when you get out, you're like, that's great, and then you have to like take a shower anyway to get all this soap off you. It's just inefficient. I don't like it.
Did the Google actually say anything?
Oh, the Google, right. So the Google
said, I was just like, no.
Yeah, I was like, fine. The Google said, there was a lot of like faff. What did it say? It said there wasn't enough research about whether or not, because more and more people are working from home and working from home while sick, because like it doesn't count as a sick day if you're still working from home. But there isn't enough research to say if that's bad or not. But they do think you're just going to elongate your sickness and it could cause depression.
Oh, interesting. I just think work is work. I mean, yes, you're more comfortable, right? You can get tea whenever you want. You can be in your PJs. You're not sitting upright. Like you can take a nap if you need to. Like, I think it's the scheduling of it and the comfort of it is better. Like, I'd rather be sick at home than sick at the office. Yeah. But I don't think it's rest. In what world is it rest?
Right. Okay.
I like yelled at you. I was like, your Google is ridiculous. Why'd you even Google? Why didn't you text me? I thought we were friends.
Sorry.
Mine is ridiculous. My Google is, how do I know if I have astigmatism? And this is the thing. I was talking to my mom. My mom hates driving in general, but my mom doesn't like driving at night and isn't good at driving at night because she has astigmatism. And basically she says what it does is it flares out the light. So if like,
oh, that happens to me. I didn't know that was astigmatism. I hate driving at night too.
Same. So she said everybody else sees like a beam and it's like a flared out thing and it makes it really hard to see like coming traffic.
Especially if it's raining off. No way.
Nightmare. So my mom had said that, let's say, a couple of months ago, but I've also known she never liked driving at night and she has terrible eyesight. So that's what I thought. And then Emily, I was with my sister in LA and I needed her to drive at night and she was like a little wiggly wobbly. I was like, what's going on? And she's like, it was raining. It was raining in LA and it was night and she was a little wobbly. And she's like, oh, I don't like driving at night. I just, everything gets like blurred or whatever. And I was like, oh, do you have astigmatism? She's like, I think so. So then I don't think I have astigmatism. I just, you know, I'm always like, I have shitty eyesight, but I didn't think anything of it. And then I was driving my boyfriend's car and it was like, I don't know if like somebody put something into my mind and I just started noticing it, but I was like, oh my God, this sucks. Like everything, like it's really hard to see. Like I don't know if it was because I don't really drive at night in New York City and I was driving at night in New York City, but I just felt like every single headlight, every single my eyes hurt and it just sucked. And I was like, oh my God, did I just never notice this? So essentially, I learned a bunch. Astigmatism is a common problem that can affect your eyesight and an unusual shape of your cornea or lens affects how you perceive light. It can blur your vision and affect your ability to see well at night. And then experts call astigmatism a refractive error, which is essentially a fancy way of saying that your eye doesn't bend or refract lights correctly. And then there's two types of astigmatism, a corneal and a lenticular. Thank you. I was going to get there after the podcast.
I'm like, we got
corneal. What'd you say?
I'm like, we got 2 minutes. I'll just. Yeah,
we
got
we are on a budget. Okay. With corneal astigmatism, your cornea has more of an oval shape instead of a round shape. With lenticular astigmatism, it's your lens that is misshapen. So there's two types of them. I don't know. I'm curious to get it checked out, but just let's fast forward a second. Like, it was the most difficult I've had driving at night in the sense that I just felt uncomfortable. Like, I was fine, but I just felt like, I just very much noticed that I was like, oh, this is, my eyes hurt. I think my contacts were just dirty.
You were joining like a stigmatism groups and like,
yeah, truly. I was like, I'm gonna pay whatever it
reading
takes. I'm
pamphlets
gonna get
like the more you
surgery.
know.
I really just think it had been a while since I changed because my eyes really hurt. And I can't tell, I will know the next time I drive at night if it is, and then I'll go get it checked out. But I'm not joking. I just changed my contacts the next day. My eyes already feel better. And I was like, I think, especially because it was my left one specifically that I kept being like, is that blurry or what? Like, but I think I just love the idea that I did all this like research and it's like, oh, I think I'm gross. Like, I think my contacts were like, they're monthly. And I think they're like a month and a half and I have like sauce on them. Like there's like barbecue sauce lenses.
Your eyeballs are just like, we're fine. Just please. Like,
oh
where's
God,
the
girl.
Clean contacts?
Girl. And I have like a huge stack. I'm one of those people that buys like a year at once. And I like, there's no reason. We're back. So
yeah.
We will see you next Tuesday. Thank you for, coming back with us.
Yes. And goodbye.
Bye.